Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to another episode of Light in Your Soul podcast. Today, we're talking about honesty and integrity. But before I get started, I want you to know that September is Self-Improvement Month. And we are hoping to give you some life strategies that you can use to become your better self. We all strive every day, every month, every year to be better. And so our hopes is that the information that we're going to be giving in September will help you along your journey with improving yourself, whatever that may be, whether it's business, whether it's physical, whether it's something mental, whether it's better career, better mom, a better dad, a better business partner, a better friend, a better sister, just being better to yourself and loving yourself. And so that's what we're going to be discussing the entire September, giving you strategies, life strategies that you can use and implement to become your better self. We take imperfect actions because none of us are perfect. And then in October, we want to dive into the business part of our podcast, where we're going to be talking about and giving you different tools and different avenues where you can start making some money. We're going to be talking about hustling with ease, where you can go out, set some time aside if you have a job, and if you're wanting to make some extra cash, you can implement some of the ways that we're going to tell you that you can implement and get that going. So again, in September, we're going to be talking about self-improvement. In October, we're going to be talking about making money, hustling with ease. So let's dive into the content today. So today, I want to really just talk about a story. I want to tell you a story about honesty and integrity and how that is always the best way to go. So here's a story. Chelsea, the crayon, longed to show her beautiful color. Luckily, when the twins joined the class, she got her chance. But why did she have to wait so long? And so we are going to be talking about, it's going to seem very elementary, but you're going to get it. The story is about Chelsea, the honest crayon. Okay, so Chelsea's a crayon, so stick with me. Being part of an assortment of colored crayons made Chelsea happy. She thoroughly enjoyed working in the kindergarten classroom where kids would come up to the white paper board and write with her. Two of Chelsea's colleagues, Red Robin and Green Gale, did whatever they could to get chosen by the kids. These exciting kids that loves colors. Most times, they'll roll to the top of the pack just so that they could get chosen. Moving up, passing up others so they could be chosen. As a result, almost everything the children wrote was red and green. Now stick with me. I love green. That's my favorite color. It's actually like a teal. But everything the kids wrote on this white paper board was red or green. Why are you guys using trickery to get selected? Chelsea asked them. It would be nice if you gave the rest of us a chance. But Red Robin and Green Gale continue to give themselves an unfair advantage. That is, until twins named Leah and Layla join the class. Their favorite color was blue, which happened to be Chelsea's color. Whenever the teacher invited either Layla or Leah to come up to the board, they always chose Chelsea. They noticed that the colors used on the board were mainly red and green, so they always chose to add rich bursts of blue. "Hey, how come that blue guy is getting so much attention when we've been hanging out at the top of the pile?" asked one of the dishonest crayons. Immediately, Chelsea replied, "Well, that's because someone finally noticed that you guys have been giving yourselves an unfair advantage. Instead of trying to be what she wasn't," this is the key. "Instead of trying to be what she wasn't, Chelsea portrayed herself exactly as she was, a brilliant, bright blue. Eventually, someone saw her for her true self and gave her more opportunities than she would ever have imagined." So the moral of this story is, portraying yourself in an honest, integrity light always pays off. Always. Now, Chelsea loved being one of the crayons in the children's classroom. She was always bursting with her brilliant, bright blue color and looked forward to being the crayon that kids chose to write with. Many times, though, Chelsea would get overlooked, but she never let that get her down. She continued to push her best self forward in positive anticipation. So I want you to push yourself forward, to continue to do it no matter what, no matter if you feel that you are being or you are currently in an unfair advantage. Maybe you're on a job that they're being unfair to you. Maybe you're getting passed up for promotions when you've been there, you have more experience. Your time is coming. Eventually, the students saw Chelsea for what she truly was and gave her her moment to shine, that beautiful, brilliant, bright blue. Seeing others get ahead of you is sometimes daunting, and it's hard, and it's difficult. It makes you mad. It makes us sometimes righteously angry. But their progress is hardly a reflection of your worth. It's important to maintain integrity and honesty and avoid the temptation to do dishonest things to propel yourself to the top. Your time is coming. No one can take that from you. Honesty always leads to fitting opportunities for you to excel. Be patient with yourself, you guys. Be patient with yourself. I'm speaking to myself today. Be patient with yourself and allow your blessings to come to you in due season. You still have to move forward. You still have to take imperfect action. You still have to put in the work. As you wait for what is rightfully yours, ignore the efforts of others to gloat about their advantage over you. Anything achieved dishonestly or without integrity is usually short-lived. You never have to see it. I never have to see it. Pay little attention to the reign of people who get to the top by compromising their integrity. Remain committed to your beliefs and trust the timing of your life. The universe has your back, as I always say. The time you spent waiting on your chance to shine is time to be used honing or working on your skills. Continue to learn. I always say, always keep learning. At the end of the day, be content with your achievements. Find them. You do them every day. One of them is staying true to yourself. So be content with your achievement of staying true to yourself. It is one of the most difficult things to do in a world where people rarely stand for anything. Being you has its value. You're pure. You're worth it. Trust that the time is coming for your value to be recognized. So I hope you enjoyed these stories, and I want to leave you with these three self-reflection questions. How do you stay true to yourself in the midst of temptation to impress others? How do you go about selecting your role models? And how do you feel when someone else is awarded an opportunity over you? Reflect on that and know that your time is coming because you are worth it. Keep your integrity, keep your honesty at the forefront. All right, beautiful soul, that's all we have for this episode. We'll see you in the next one. Hair sending.
Thanks for joining us this week on Lighting Your Soul Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonya G. Jennings and at SonyaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.